Hey, Taylor, is there something wrong?
Don't think so.
Well, you haven't said anything to me the entire time you've been driving. You've been acting really weird all day, like, really weird.
What? No, I haven't. Have I?
Like, really weird.
There's a lot on my mind. I.
And you didn't come home until really late last night. Don't think I didn't notice. What were you out doing? I know you weren't out drinking. The bars don't stay open that late.
I was
Where were you?
out drinking
You missed the turn. Where'd you go?
to Red Star.
Where?
It's downtown, the elitist hipster joint. One of those places where everyone stares at you as soon as you walk in the door. They make you feel like you're too lame to be there, while they're almost too cool to be there themselves. No matter how many times you go there, you always get the same looks from the same people.
Huh? Green light. I don't get it.
I don't think we're supposed to. There was someone who thought she was the female cobra snake that everyone was going crazy
What
for.
the hell are you talking about? What's a cobra snake? I stayed up for you last night.
Oh, I'm
Who
sorry.
did you go with? Who was there?
I don't know. I was hanging out with Brooks.
What? Brooks, why?
I don't know. Why not?
I don't know. I didn't think you guys were friends. I thought it would is weird you drinking with my ex-boyfriend. I didn't think you liked him.
I don't know. What's not to like about him? You did at some point. There's something about him, something charming, something like.
It's just weird.
I mean, I didn't go with him. I was there when he got there.
You said you went with him.
What? Christ, no, I didn't.
Slow down. Yes, you did.
No, I didn't. He was there. Look, it's not a big deal. Can we just talk about this when we get
No,
home?
we cannot talk about this later. This is a weird story. What time did you get home last night, anyway? Slow down.
I don't know. Late.
You're damn right, late o'clock. I shaved my fucking legs for you. I tried to look nice. I waited for you in bed. Naked. Green light. Who else were you hanging out with? Will you please slow down?
No one. It was pretty lame. Fucking karaoke night. The best thing that happened was someone doing Baby Got Back and that Cobra Snake girl.
The fuck is Cobra Snake? You know what? I know you didn't get home before 4 a.m. last night. I got up to pee and you still weren't home. 4 fucking a.m. Did you know that I tried to call you like 5 times? I didn't want to be that crazy girlfriend, but there was. So why did you get home so fucking late, Taylor? I know you weren't hanging out with Brooks the entire time. Were you with that photographer slut, Christine? Was she there? I swear to God, if you were with her, I fucking. Taylor. Taylor. Was she there? Were you hanging out with her?
Christ,
Oh my
no!
God, you were, weren't you? I can't believe you! You told me you promised me it was over with her. Why? Are you going to say something? Slow the car down.
Amanda, none of that happened.
No! You told me it was over with her.
Amanda, that's not what's going on
Shut
here.
up, you fucking asshole!
I didn't. You are imagining
I
things.
try to be a good girlfriend. I try not to be the jealous girlfriend, but you're giving me this ridiculous story about hanging out with my ex, someone who you wouldn't ever hang out with before, and go into this bar I never even heard of. I don't think any of that even happened now. You give me this speech when I was still hanging out with Brooks. You don't go home with other people. You're not supposed to leave your boyfriend at home and fuck other people. You go out, come home, and fuck me. I don't care if you talk to another guy. I don't care if you think he's hot. You fucking bastard. I can't believe you cheated on me. Just take me home. I want to go home. Stop the car. Stop the
We're
car!
on the highway! We can't just turn around! Listen for a
No,
second,
I will not
please!
listen for a second. You went back to your ex-girlfriend like some lost puppy. I hope you're happy. I just want just fucking throw everything away. You decide to throw everything away. Everything between us, everything you've told me, wanted to do with me, you just decided to throw it all away with that fucking bitch, that worthless fucking slut. She cheated on you, and now you cheat on me with her? I can't believe it. I cannot believe it. Take me home. Just turn around the car right now. Take me home.
Okay. Try to calm down.
No, I will not calm down, you stupid shit!
Amanda, I hit someone on the way home the other night.
What? Shut the fuck up, you asshole. No, you didn't.
I was on the way home from the bar. I was pretty drunk. I was on Morning Glory, and I don't know what happened. Someone jumped out in front of me or something.
You hit a pedestrian?
He came out of nowhere. Thank God I wasn't going very fast. I hit him with my front bumper.
What? Was he okay? Hey, was he okay?
Well, he wasn't dead. When I left,
what?
I didn't...
What? You left? You hit him and you left?
No, it wasn't like I just ran off. I pulled over as soon as I could. He was slumped in the street. He was bleeding from his head and groaning. He was trying to talk, but I couldn't understand him. I think he was drunk also. He might have been homeless.
Fucking shit. What did you do?
I undid my shirt and tried to wrap his head up. There was so much blood. It was running down his face, kind of like a dark red waterfall slowed by his eyebrows, but running down the side of his nose. Every time he breathed out, the blood would just spray from the top of his mouth. It was almost better that he'd been drinking. He probably would have been in more pain.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
I tried to help him, but he just started screaming. I couldn't tell if his leg or legs or hips were broken. I couldn't believe it! I was still very drunk. He was a big guy. I didn't know what to do. I tried to drag him up to the other side
of
the street.
No, you didn't. Did you call the police?
I couldn't. I was drunk. I would go to jail.
But Taylor, you hit
a person. I really could not. I'm sorry.
I can't believe this. Did you leave him there?
Well, I made sure he was far enough from the curb. I think I gave him a few dollars. He was groaning and rocking back and forth from the pain. I got into the SUV and drove home. By the time I got to the apartment, I was a little more sober. I sat in the car for a long time. Felt like an hour. I couldn't believe what I just did. I wanted to call the police or 911, something. I was scared it would get back to me.
I don't know what to say. I don't know. Do you know what happened to the guy?
I don't know. I hope he's still alive. But do you know what the weirdest thing that happened was?
What?
Earlier that day, I saw Brooks leaving your apartment as I was pulling up. You said you were just taking a shower. I kind of put two and two together.
Taylor, you're wrong. It doesn't even look like that.
Shut up! You have been sleeping together, haven't you? You thought I've been banging Christine, but instead this whole time you were banging Brooks. Christ! How long? How long? Amanda.
What do you mean, how long?
How long has this been going on? How long have you been fucking your ex-boyfriend, Brooks? Answer me.
1 week.
What? Just 1 week?
2 weeks.
Christ! Unbelievable! I cannot believe you had the nerve to think I was cheating on you when you were doing exactly the same
Taylor,
thing.
Taylor, I'm sorry. It just kind
shut
of
up,
happened.
Shut up, you stupid bitch. Just shut up. I saw Brooks at Red Star last night, and I told him I knew. I told him I forgive him. I don't blame him. I feel people will continue to do things as long as they can get away with it. You guys would have continued fucking each other as long as I didn't find out. But now that I know, I don't care. I think it's human nature. I drove home and hit that fucking homeless guy drunk and drove away. I almost killed him, but I'm pretty sure I got away. Christ!
I don't know what to say. I'm sorry.
People will put up with the status quo as long as it benefits them. It's a sad thing. If I could continue to hit homeless drunks and get away with it, I would. If you could continue to fuck Brooks and date me, you would. It's human nature.
You're right. You're right.
I've learned that lesson last night. You can continue doing whatever you want. Do you know what the craziest thing about all this is?
No. What?
Almost everything that I told you about last night was a lie. I could have gotten away with telling you a big, ridiculous, unbelievable lie. I did see Brooks leave your apartment. I know you two have been fucking. I went to Red Star. But I didn't see Brooks there. I didn't accidentally hit a hobo.
What? What? I don't understand. What are you talking about?
I was going to get away with this lie, but now I don't want
Taylor,
to.
Taylor, what? What? What?
I saw Christine last night. She was at Red Star taking photos. I went home with her. You and I have been getting away with our crappy relationship. It's over.